it already is an economic driver. And what I'm trying to do is to position the Arts Council to be the one voice that continually drives home the message that arts equals dollars.
Bellamy cites a recent economic study conducted by Americans for the Arts. It shows that arts organizations in New Hanover County support nearly 800 jobs, spend about $21 million, and contribute more than $2 million in state and local taxes.
This is not chump change. This is serious business. And we have to find a way to coalesce all of that so that that worth is translated into economic opportunities for the community.
In addition to dollars flowing directly through arts-related businesses, there's also an indirect fiscal impact. Bellamy says companies are drawn to communities that can offer a robust cultural scene.
We already have the natural beauty of the beach and the river. We need to capitalize on the natural talent.
Several attempts to create an arts council or a council-like organization have had varying degrees of success. At least two of those now defunct groups, Creative Wilmington and the Greater Wilmington Arts and Cultural Alliance, or GWACA, passed along what was left in their coffers to the new arts council. So what will the arts council do with that money? And what will it do for local artists?
Arts councils vary from place to place depending upon the needs of the artist and the arts communities. But here in Wilmington, we need an umbrella organization to coalesce all of the 150 arts organizations and 3,000 creative industry workers that we have in this area.
Without an arts council, says Bellamy, the area loses out on state and national dollars that go to other communities.
Because we are not at the table. We don't have one entity that's at the table advocating for the entire arts community.
Getting the council up and running effectively is Bellamy's first order of business.
And to do that, there are a number of benchmarks that I'll be meeting. The development of a board, keeping the office staffed, fundraising, creating the marketing plan. So these are some very tangible things that are going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months.
And that agenda is eminently achievable, says Bellamy. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge facing you in terms of getting all of this underway?
Not moving fast enough. I mean, it's sitting on my hands. The process has to play out, and I'm not a frivolous person. Everything is measured. But let's move it on. Let's do it, you know.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.